Okay, let's begin. We left off in the middle of Sif Zion, that the best thing that's possible for a dying is to, that he didn't know any of the litigants at all. And he doesn't know their meisim. That's the in the chadayin tzedek kamohu. So the Pesachei Tshuva here quotes from the Birkei Yosef, the Chidah, that is certainly the best and the most ideal. One would have thought, though, if both Baalei Dinim are, let's say, his enemies, or they're both Baalei Dinim are his friends, equal hatred and, or equal love, maybe that should be just as good. So he points out that that's not true because it's very hard to precisely pin down hatred and love and friendship. So it might be a guy you hate a little more and might be a guy you like a little more. So, that you shouldn't engage in. And the best bet is, as I said, you don't know the fellow at all. Okay, so let's pick it up from the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hago miu im danu dinam din. If, in fact, you engage in a din Torah, you're a dayan, and the two litigants are a sone or a ohev, so the Ramah writes that it's good, dinam din. Okay? He says it's considered to be good. The dinam is din, and that's what we said from the Shita Sawat. That was the Shita Harambam, that the Beis Yosef understood that l'chachila it's aser, but b'dieved, it won't be a problem. However, v'yesh omrim, says the Ramah, if it's a sone mamish, v'yesh omrim, the sono mamish, haynu shalo, dibrimo shloshi yomim toch evo, ovo mamish di yishush, bino v'reo beilu ein dinam din. However, here, the mice, if it's a sone gomer, this is the sheet of the tour, that's the nafkamina between an oev gomer and a sone gomer, and between an oev sheino gomer and a sone sheino gomer. By the sone gomer and an oev gomer, the din is makiv b'dieved. And that's the way the tour had this, halach l'maisa. But if it's eino gomer, it'll be b'dieved good. Okay, so that's the sheet of the... That's the sheet of the tour. V'yesh omrim, then the Ramah continues, kol shein ovo sono mamish, mutala, do you know? Then al midas chasidus. So then it's kind of like the Ramah's going back to that din, that if he's not, you know, it's kind of like he's going back to he's going back to what he said in the Mihu, that if it's not a sone gomor oiv gomor, so then he quotes the Shitas HaTaisis. Where's the Taisis? We didn't identify where the Taisis is yesterday. It's Kuf Hayim at base. It's a Taisin Ksubis. On that Gemara, Tyson Ksubis writes in Dibra Maskel, you know, Loloman the Sunni, Loloman the Rachimale, the end of the Tysis is Elachumra Baamashia Mechmir Latskin Ashkim Chamad Varva Psun Lohave. Tysis holds Chlor on Kufayim at Bays, the Tyson Ksubis, that the whole thing is Amidus Chasidis. So if the whole thing is Amidus Chasidis, a Oev Shena Gomer, a Sonin Shena Gomer, it's Mutter Al Pidin, even it seems Mutter Ladun of Enel Amidus Chasidis. Lahachmir shalol aduno. So according to that, Lamais, according to that, Tais is going to what? It's going to definitely be because Tais is a chumra baam. It's not awesome. It's in mikra adin. So he's not an oiv gomer, son of gomer. So Lamais, the only reason why it's us is midin midas chasidus. So it's like a higher madrega. That's even a higher madrega. But clearly mikra adin, it's going to be okay. Whereas I'm saying the beginning of the Ramah when he quotes that agos ashri. It seems to be, it was not a Midas Chasidus, like we said, from the tour, that it was like, L'chadchila it's aser, and B'dieved it's good. This Tulsus, according to the Yesh Omrim, now that Tais is quoting, Mikra did it even with L'chadchila, just a Midas Chasidus. Okay. However, based on all this, this brings us to the following. L'chein, he says, Mutter, I think Rav Shechtishlid always points out, like by Edi Kedushin, there's a Yamshel Shlomo that Oiv Gomer is a problem, so there's a chumra like that. Maybe you don't want to have 80 kedushin that are oev gomer. Certainly not sonei gomer, but maybe an oev gomer. There's such a chumra, but I don't think the oilim. But that's an interesting concept. Okay, but that's Rav Shechter. I heard Shlita once mentioned from the Yamshel Shlomo. Okay, says the Ramav Lachain, Mutter liyos dying kishes a bor lo echad is a bor lo echad ki kol echad bor lo oavo. So here, we go to a new different track. And Ron Schleicher, the ones point out, and we'll get to it, Bezeshem, when we get to that Simmon. But, you know, there's classic Din Taira, which is what we've dealt with. We've mentioned a few times already there's a track called Kiblu Alai, where you're machsher people that are Krovim or Psulim. And then there's Pshara, which we'll have to get to. What is Pshara? That's a different track of Dinei Taira. For example, Taisus has a sheet in Sanhedrin, Vavim and Alpha. You need all three Dayanim to be unanimous when it comes to Pshara. So that shows it's a different track of Dinei Taira, because we don't need regular classic Dinei Mamonis, right? You don't need all three to be unanimous. And then you have this concept called Zavla, which we have to get to too when we get to that Simon Bezeshem. But here it's introduced, and that being is that when you engage in Zavla, where each litigant chooses a dayan, and they choose a third dayan, and Ari pointed out the mission in the beginning of the third parak, Rameir and the Chachamim, each guy can passle the other ones, Rameir says, even without a raya, Chum say you need a raya, whatever the case might be. Here it's mutter to be a dayan, ki each guy chooses avo. In other words, if you want, when you get to Oiv and Sone, if it's an Oiv and a Gomer, it's no problem when it comes to Havla. And second of all, the Rav can even be the advocate for his Talmud. Okay? And this is the Hezber, because this din is halacha lamaisa, is all this halacha of Zavla, that each guy can choose his own person, and then the Shlishis, Yachriya Beinehem. No problem, Ovo. And because at the end of the day, it's the third dayan that's going to really make the decision in the Zavla, because you stum, each guy's going to choose his own advocate. But other psulim or krovim, that's what a few guys asked me in the small here in Sifkat and Yates. Other psulim or krovim are absolutely unacceptable when it comes to the Zavla. It's not like Kiblu Alai. There's like different graves. Kiblu Alai, we allowed everything. You're machsher everything. Zavla, you won't allow psulim and krovim. But in Oev, certainly according to the Taisa, it's on the heels of that Yesh Omrim, that the whole thing of Oev Shinagomer or Sone, is a Midas Chasidis, Sone Shinagomer, which is a Midas Chasidis. Obviously, that's not going to apply under this umbrella of Zavla. Okay, and that's what the Ramah is driving at. Vafilu based an apostle ladun mishum ava v'sina yachal oshiv dayanim acherim k'sherim shiadunu. Even another Bezdin who is pasalts ava v'sina, let's say they're a mamish, they can actually set up dayanim that will actually what deal with the case, because that's again, if you work with that taisis, the whole chumas midas chasidis. That's if they themselves don, but they can be mavar other dayanim acherim. That's not going to be a problem at all, halacha l'maisa. And it's interesting that in the Shulchan Aruch, he only writes Ohe Visone, right? He only writes Ohe Visone. What about Krovim and Psulim? There's the small quotes of Trumas Adeshin, remember we had this, we mentioned whether Psulim, because of, let's say, Psulim of the Enamachas Karv or Pasol, let's say our Krovim and Psulim able to choose Dayanim. In the Trumas Adeshin, I didn't give it to you, but the Dark Emosha quotes a Trumas Adeshin that says they can even choose Dayanim. Krovim and Psulim to the litigants can choose Dayanim that could be the Din Torah. It's interesting, in the Mechaber, though, he only says Oy Visone, not Krovim and Psulim. So that's an interesting ha'ara that the Mechaber only allows, you know, Oy Visone, not real bona fide psulim that can choose. And then he says, Mishomer al adayin shu sono o ohev baldino eno nem and sarach raya ledvarev. Let's say you have one of the two litigants that says, you know what, that dayin hates me, or that dayin, you know, loves me, is the baldin neman. So he needs to bring a raya, he's not neman. He has to bring edim that they're enemies, that they haven't spoken for 3 days. That's what the Tur quoted. Beis Yosef said it from the Rush. But it's interesting, the Pesachei Tshuva here quotes, I want you to get this, from the Mishkanes Yaakov, he quotes from the Zohar. And the Zohar writes that the Dayan, if he's being accused by one of the litigants that he's hated by the Dayan, then the Dayan should recuse himself and not engage in this Din Torah. unless there's no other dying to do it. But that's what the Piskei Teshuva quotes from Nishkas Yaakov, the Zohar. Okay, so it's an interesting concept. Okay, let's just finish the sif. Ha-menade chaveru mishum shalzulzul bikvodo. If someone's mezalzul in the Talmud Chochem, and the Talmud Chochem put him in nidui, yachol la'adunu acharkach me'achar sheinu sono. That's the level of tzidkus you have to be. This is the pashtus, the small rites that the nidui already has been passed. So you think there's still some vestige of hatred, no, from the Talmud Chochem to this guy, but you see, no, he's got to be a tzaddik, and the Ramah writes is a davar pashtun. Miachar sheinu sono, he doesn't hate him anymore. Okay, interesting. Then he points out, what about mechutanim? Maybe we'll mention that another time. Mechutanim k'sherim loyed in a beis din. It's an interesting concept. Okay. Okay, let's move on now. Let's get to Simen Ches. I'm sorry, Sif Ches. Shnei Talmidei Chachamim Hasonim Zetzeh Rachmana Litzlan. It's hard to even read this phrase, but it's a reality, unfortunately. If you have two Talmidei Chachamim, they hate one another. Asurim Leishev B'din Yachad. They shouldn't sit at the entire as Dayanim. Neshiasina Shebineim Das Kolechemim Listor Divrei Chavero. They're going to go out of their way to contradict the other guy because they hate each other. And this also, halacha l'maisa, the pashtus, is not talking about a soni gomer, just even an ain't a soni gomer. B'dievid, the din is good, but if there's a soni gomer, ain't dinayim din. That's what the shach points out right here. So the din would not be good if there mamish a soni gomer, but if there ain't a soni gomer, then b'dievid, it would be good, l'chachila not. And thank you to Ari for finding the Piskei Teshuva, quotes the Chidah, who quotes a Chinuch, and I gave the wrong Maramakum, it's Mitzvah's Tuf Kuf Nun, wasn't it? No. Yeah? Does anyone have the Chinuch here? The Lashon and the Chinuch? Yeah, I think it was Tuf Kuf Nun. Thank you, Ari, for finding it. There, it's very interesting, the Chinuch's talking about the Isser of plowing with the shore of a Chamor Yachtav. And then he has one line there, thank you, Ari, in the Shrushim, Yoni, I'm sorry. In the Shrushim, he says, you know what? Just like it's not a good idea because, you know, they don't feel comfortable plowing with one another. He says, Yesh daga gedola labale chayim lishkoni main shein minim. They don't feel comfortable, you know, with working with someone they're not. So he says, don't appoint two dayanim that don't feel comfortable with each other. And that's the maramakum there. So it's Tuf Kuf Nun. Is that what it was? Tuf Kuf Nun?
Yeah.
Tuf Kuf Nun. Thank you. That, let me just read the Lashon. It's an interesting Lashon that he says, the Sefer HaChinuch. He says, in the middle, V'yaduish yesh lemine yabehemes l'ofos daga gedolu lishkon im sheina minun. The koshkin lasos yimene melachah. Now you want to have them work together? K'mo shanu roen be'enein bo'osu shena nachas yadena ki kol of leminu yishkon. Chol abehemos v'sharminim gam kin yibu lo'olim be'meneim. Chol chochem leiv mizeh yikach musr. They're different in nature. You know, someone's a nikla with a nichbud. That's a whole, just derech agav, there's a whole shiloh, whether there's an isser, you know, there's a shiloh in the Gemara about Metzia. Thank you, Daniel. Whether Tzar Baal Chaim is derived from the Rabbanon. The Tshuvas Chavis Yor has a whole tshuva about whether there's an Isser of Tzar Baal Lechaim to human beings. You think is it? He has a whole shaila. You see from that Chinuch Beferish that there is. Like, you know, he has Rebbe Vadya Zatzal as a tshuva. If you're driving, you see someone stuck, are you mechuyev to stop? If he's a Yid. If he's a Goy, you're not mechuyev. So he pilples about that. Okay, so this is an important din. And it says, L'maisa, it's very interesting. The Piskei Teshuva discusses what happens if one of the dayanim is going to be completely quiet. You know, the Piskei Teshuva has a suffix. There's one of the two, the two of the dayanim are going to speak a lot. The guy of the third, that they don't get along, is not going to say a word. He's just going to be a b'shtika. Right? Brak b'shtika. Gidu daitam klah. He's not going to say anything. So, push-up shot, lamaisa, you have to register a vote. So, you know, maybe it creates an atmosphere that's uncomfortable. Pasha is not a good idea, this whole concept. Yes, Jake, I'm sorry, go ahead.
In terms of dying sitting together, doesn't seem like there's a din of being Oav, if they're Oav and Zed too much. Like, they would be too agreeable if they would team up on the third one. How come there's no...
Well, I think there would be that based on that Yom Shel Shlomo that I mentioned, Rav Shechter, by Adim. So I think it. I don't know. I didn't see the Yom Shel Shlomo inside, but maybe that would apply to Dayanus too. Maybe. I mean, there's a notion. There's a notion in the Gemara and Sanhedrin about the Beis and Agadol that you start with the smallest Talmud Chacham because he doesn't want to be intimidated. So, I don't know. Mistama would be. You know, so, like we said, Sonim Gmurim is Ain Dinei Amdin. That's what we said from the Shach. So, I don't know, maybe Oiv Gomer would be this. It's hard to imagine that, you know, that it'd be Ain Dinei Amdin. But you never know. Yeah, it doesn't mention it. What'd you say?
The Gemara, the more they love each other, the more comfortable they are to fight, like Rishakis Rebbe.
Right. Could be. Maybe that's why what Adam's saying, it doesn't come up, you know what I mean? Because, you know, the more comfortable could be. It's a good horror. Very good. Okay. Let's see Sif Tess. Kol apsulim lahoyed machmas kurvo machmas avera psulim ladun. Anyone is possible lahoyed that's in Hilchos Edis is possible because of an avera, because of relatives or because of an avera is possible ladun, right? Vayin lekaman simin lam gimus and pirti apsulim linin is who didn't linin dayanus shadayanim lo yukrov mzel azev lo leedim. Remember we learned that. Remember we said that the rebar the Rabbi Yaakov Miralainish in Toysim Boba Kamis Adam is held it was okay. Against the Ushamins, against Beferish the Riv, against this Riv, and against this Psak, that the Dayanim are not of Yikrovim Zelazev, Lola Adim, and not to the Bali Dinim. Okay. You remember a few days, I think last week, we pointed out that the Mishnah Lamelech in the Ksos, do you say Adish Shabbat Miksos Shabbat Lakula? Do you say Dayanim Shabbat Miksos Shabbat Lakula? Remember we did that? I think we did it last week. Remember we gave you the Exos and Simon Laman Zion and Rebron Zweig's hope shot, the unit theory he held by Beis Din. So I don't think we had a psak on that, but the Rebbe Kiveger here, right here on that Sif, quotes the Knesset Gedolah that says that you would be possible. So we would say Dayanim Shabbat Miksos Shabbat Lakula. Okay? Halach Lamaisa. So I don't think we came up with a psak, but it comes up there. Okay, let's go to Sif Yud. Dayan Shiodeh B'chaver Shu Gazal on Rosh Ha'Emel Litzdarf Imo. That's a Gemara in Shavuos that talks about Edim. If you know another Aid's a Gazal, you shouldn't be Litzdarf with him because it's Midvar Shechar Tirchak. Even though you're saying Emes, because why? Why is it a problem of Midvar Shechar Tirchak? Even though you came out and it's true, but the Aid you were with is a Gazlan, because it turned out that that guy's Pasul Aidus. So that means based on Paskin based on one Aid. So too, the Gemara says when it comes to a dayan. A dayan shouldn't sit in the din Torah if he knows the other dayans are Gazlan or Russia. Because at the end of the day, even though you come in with a din emes, you didn't dine through three dayanim. So therefore, Lamaisa, it's improper. Okay, that's Sif Yud. Before we go Vaitan Sif Yud, I just want to point out that's a little bit difficult. Why is it difficult? Because what we learn in Simon Gimel. In Simon Gimel, we said that a Chacham Muvak, it's also Leisha B'din until he knows who he's sitting with, right? So in other words, you get conflicting diukin. In Sif Yud right here, it says the Dayan, if he knows, then it's a problem. Mashma, let's say he doesn't know, it's Mutter. And in Simon Gimel, we said that what? That he's got to know positively that the guys are good. You follow me? So how do you frame for that, Kasha? So the Pashtus is that that's by a we're talking here by a Stam Dayan, right? In Simon Gimel, we're talking about a Chacham Muvak, that it's also for him to sit unless he knows who the person he's sitting with. Okay? Or Lechachila, Lamaisa, he shouldn't sit Bedin until he knows who he's sitting with. He has a Cheskas Kashas. But if you sat in the Din Torah, you thought the guy was good, and then it comes out that he doesn't have a Cheskas Kashas anymore, you don't have to stop the Din Torah or walk away from him unless you know for sure the guy's a Russia. And, Lamaisa, it's not enough to say he lost his cheskes kashrus. You have to know for sure shtamazoi to be able to walk away and recuse yourself. So maybe that's what you got to answer by a chacham muvak in Simon Gimel. What sif was that? I think it was sif. Was it hay? I don't remember what sif. What'd you say? Sif dalad. Yeah. Asalam chacham yeshu b'dan yeshu miyoshu. That's talking about a chacham muvak. Okay.
Do you step down or do you have him?
You would step down, Lamaisa. You would step down. We'll get to when you can step down. Not today, but some of the details of that. But Pashas, you would be Pirish, Adam.
And he just left the doctrines in Russia.
Well, I don't know. You know, you don't want to. You can do what you do what you try the best you can. But that's the pashtus. Pashtus is that if you lost his cheses kasha, you still go ahead with it, unless you know it was, you know, informed that it was a rasha. You know, okay. Fine. Let's go to Sif Yud Aleph. Beisdin shal shlosha sarach shiyah b'chol lechemem shiva dvarim. There are seven elements to be a dayan. Chachma, you have to have chachma. Anava, humility, yira, fear, sinis mamon. You can't love money. It says hatred of mamon. That's the way we should translate it. Avas emes, loving truth. Avas brius lehem b'alei shem tov. You have to have a shem tov. So these are seven elements that you need to be a dayan. Okay? Okay, let's get to the following. You know, as long as we on that, I want to just mention, let's get to Simen Ches and Sif Gimel, and then we'll go back. What does it say in Simen Ches Sif Gimel? It says, Derech Chachamim Harishonim, Borchim Lismanos V'tochachim Atzmim Harbe, Shalaleshiv Bedin. You really should not, push yourself to be a dayan. Achiyedu Shein Shamroi Kamosin, so you know that there's no one like you. And then if you don't do it, then it's going to go awry and everything's going to go bad. And still, even though you know you're the only guy that's talented enough to don the din Torah, should wait till they invite you. Okay? This is interesting, din. And the Rabbeinu Yonah, I want to say over to you, the Rabbeinu Yonah on the Mishnah in Avos says, Mishnah in Avos is in Perek Dalet Mishnah Zayin. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Shmuel Amar Chosech Atzmo Min Adin, Porek Menu Eva Vegezel Shua Shav. Mishnah Perek Dalet Mishnah Zayin. So Rabbi Niona says, Aye, it says in the Chumash Shofti Mishot Titin Lechov Shalrecha, Iktsu Vekosuv Sedek Sedek Tirdof Shemitzel Ladun Es Adin. Listen to this. You shouldn't really strive to be a Rebbe, to be a Rav, that's fine. But to be a dayan where you got a lord on people, the Rabbeinu Yonah says you shouldn't do that. Leave it to someone else. If you can remove yourself, it's good to put the yoke on others. Because maybe you'll paskin wrong. You're stealing. So that means you remove yourself, Ava. Oh, I skipped. Why do you remove yourself, Ava? Because the guy that loses is going to hate you, right? So why engage in this? So this is a very important Rabbeinu Yonah. It's interesting. So in the Sefer Dvar Moshe, it's a very fine Talmud Chacham Yerushalayim. He has a suffix how to interpret this Rabbeinu Yonah. Is Rabbeinu Yonah talking about before you've even started the entire? Or is it even after you've started the din Torah? Interesting. He says, "Yesh line im divrei Rabbeinu Amurim rak mi kodem shi'ischayev, the kavanaso hecha deika acherim lo yishtadel lios dayin, aval hecha shekfar ischayev, where you've already started, ein rishay listalik. You're not allowed to recuse yourself." The question is, we'll have to get to when we get to that simon. When are you able to recuse yourself when you started din Torah? Are you able to you're able to recuse yourself if you're afraid of the Baal Din, but till what time? See, there could be two points. When they start, or when you also know how the Psak's going. You know what I mean? Because you know this guy, he's a mafia guy, and then you know the Psak's going to be against you, you know he might kill you. So are you able to recuse yourself? But he has a suffix here, halacha lemaisa, to what is Rabbeinu Yonah is definitely talking about in general. To be the dying, but is the Rabbeinu Yonah even talking about where maybe you've started a little bit the din Torah, would you be able to misalik yourself? Okay. But it's an interesting point, you know what I mean? You should know Choshen Mishpat, you should know your Dea, you should know Choshen Mishpat, you should have the ability to be a dying, but you shouldn't say, okay, I want to, you know what I mean? We shouldn't be like gun-ho to be Dayanim. And it's interesting, this interesting Rabbeinu Yonah, so I think this is echoed by this Sif Gimel here, which is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. It's very interesting, okay? You should really try to, jump away from it. And it's interesting, though, in Simen Yud Sif Gimel, you just get it down, the Gemara has a drasha, va'atsumim kol harogeha. Anyone's a gila hara, and you don't paskin when the door needs you, it's wrong. So the Sma says there in here in Simen Ches on Sif Gimel, he says we're talking about after they've tried to convince you and you still don't do it. That's one answer. So that's wrong. Or he says that there's no one like you. But here we're talking about that there are people like you and that can do it. So Lamaisa, that's the pshat that we could say. I mean the Tumim writes if they're Darayanim Mumchim, Rakshanim Kokak Edolim Kamosu, he says even though you're better a little bit better than them, he says you still can also what? Remove yourself. You get the impression from the Mechaber that Lamaisa, if you are the best, then you got to do it. He says even if you're just a little bit better, but they could still get the job done properly, he says you should try to shy away from it. Whereas in Siman Yud, there's no one on your level, and that's why you got to do it. So that's what the Tumim says. So basically, we could say perhaps that there's a bit of a machlokes here between the Mechaber and the Tumim. The Mechaber says if there's no one on your level, then you can do it. If everyone's on your level, then shy away from it. The Tumim says even though you're a little bit above them, you should still shy away from it. So that comes out to be a machlokes, a Mechaber. To that degree, we shy away from it. The Tumim says even if you are the most talented, but you're only a little bit more talented, you should still shy away from it. So that you see that this is a big, big deal. And, you know, coming to Baal Gaivin, that's why that next line in the Mishnah there in Ovis is, what does it say? It says, Agas Liba Barash, Shota Rosh of Agas Ruach. I mean, those are very, very fierce phrases, okay? And the Rabbeinu Yonah says it comes on the heels of Chosech Atzma Min Adin, Shu Inyan HaHefech Mimenu. I mean, Chosech Atzma Min Adin, you should shy away from it, you know? And Gas Liba Barash means, you know what? You can't wait to do it, you know what I mean? So that's a very, he says it's a shtus. Eilach HaShtus Gadol Mizeh. Interesting. Okay. So I guess, you know, if you ever have opportunity, you should get the yadin yadin, but if you have the opportunity, you know, I don't think we should be running to do it. Okay. Everyone's human, and therefore you get the power might get to you. Okay? So it's an injury. You got to be like, from Gedol Yithro, Razam Lechemia, B'Shlomo Fisher. Okay. Let's go to Siv Yud Beis. Back to Siv Zayin. Simon Zion. Kol davar sheyesh ladayin bo tzad hanoya, eni yochel ladun alav. This is the din of nogeya bedavar. So I want to introduce this concept. I gave you the Gemara in Baba Basra. You know, the Gemara in Baba Basra has a fascinating case where unfortunately, thank you, Danny. The Gemara has a case in Baba Basra where there was a sefer Torah stolen in a city. The Gemara says, "Vatanya b'nei ir shenignav sefer Torah shalehen." If you have inhabitants of a town have the sefer Torah stolen, ain't dayanim b'dayana also ir. You can't have the dayanim judge. The ganav ain't mivin raya mi'anshi also ir. You can't use the citizens. You can't use the what? You can't use the citizens. You can't use the dayanim. So the Gemara says, "Well, what's the big deal? V'im isa l'salkel b'etre. Why can't you have two citizens renounce their citizenry?" And do the same thing with Dayanu and let them be Dayanim. The Gemara answers, Shiny Sefer Torah, the Shmiakai. The Gemara says, a Sefer Torah is different because every member of the town has to hear Kriyas HaTorah. And therefore, to get rid of the Negiya Bedavar, the only way you can do it is move away and hear the Kriyas HaTorah somewhere else. So that's unlikely, and therefore the Brisa disqualifies everybody. Okay? Very interesting, Gemara. Okay, but this is the makor that we have in Shas, one of the makors, I think it is the most reflective makor of the Psul of Negiya. So I want to talk about that before we begin this sif. In other words, many of the Gedol Achroinim are mistopic. What's the getter of the Psul of Nogeya? That your Nogeya means you have a self-interest. Why are you puzzled if you're a Nogeya Bedover? So the Sma, in the beginning of Lamed Zayin, Choshen Mishpat quotes a Lavush, that says that the psul of nogeya is at your karav etzel atzmo, and it gives you a shame bal din. So karav and bal din, we're going to put together as the same psul. Okay? The Gemara has that line, adam karav etzel atzmo, and a bal din is posel. Karav is posel. The Sma, though, goes ahead and scholek on the lavush, and holds that psul is because of a chashash mishaker. Which, if you'd have asked me, I would have thought that that's the reason, that's the getter of the psul, because we can't trust you. And therefore, he says the chashash is mishaker. He does not like karavetz latzva, that it's a baldin, because if you look throughout Chas, the Gemara says karav. The reason is because that's only when you make yourself a Russia is making yourself a car of a problem. But if you're not making yourself a Russia, then it's hard to what? It's hard to say that that's the makor or the sfar of why no gay is possible. So what you have is a fundamental machlekes between the sma and the levush, and the shach right there also says, like the sma, that the chash is chash mashaker. The Tosis Rid also has it on this Gemara here in Baba Basra, that the problem is of a problem of a nogea is a chash mashaker. That's how the Tosis Rid learns. Okay, so I want to just give a few nafkaminis about this, very interesting, and then we'll get to the sif. The Rambam in Hilchos Eidus in Perek Det Vav Halacha Aleph writes the following. He says, Nogea eno meyed, kevin shu ken meyed al atzmo. So what does that mean? So the Poshup Shad in the Rambam is, as I think that it's not an issue of Chashash Meshacher, the Rambam Taka learned like the Levush, that it's also din of a bal din. And that's how the Imre Bina in Hilchos Eidus and Simon Nun Dalid is Masber the Rambam. And Rav Shmuel Rozovsky Zatzal says the same thing, pshat in the Rambam. Okay, the Rebbe of the Rambam's father was the Rimigash. And the Rimigash, who has his Chedushim in Baba Basra and then Dalet and Beis, says pshat, Lamaisi, quotes both these pshatim, that there's two... that there's two problems in Nogea. It's either because of Baldin or because of Chashash Meshacher. So the Ksos HaChoshen I gave you in Simon Lama Dalad, Sifkat and Dalad has a suffix from the Mari Ben Lev. What's the suffix from the Mari Ben Lev? Very interestingly. What's the din? And the Ksos points, so strengthens this in Simon. Let's first say the other Ksos and Simon Lamed Zayin Sifkat and Tes. Let's say your Nogea Be'edis Lahoy Lichovaso, meaning there would be a your testimony by you being made in this case would hurt you personally. Whatever the case is, a Shilin Dini Momentus, I don't know, investments or something. By you testifying this case, it would be Lichovaso, to your detriment. Would we accept that? So the Ksos and Simon Lamed Zayin Sif Kontes is told of this Shiloh on the Psul. If you say it's because of Chashash Meshacher, obviously you're not lying because it's to your detriment. But if you say it's a formal Psul of Baal Din, then that will be a problem, Halacha L'maisa. Okay? And the Shach and Simon Lamed Zayin Sif Kanal says, he says Beferish, that because the Psul of Nogeya, if you held the psul of Nogea was because of Baal Din, if you would say the psul of Nogea would be because of Baal Din, then halacha lemaisa, we should disqualify you when it comes to what? When it comes to your detriment. But when it comes to chashash mashak, would be good. That's what one would think. But he says, mikol makom, he says, your neman l'ra'aso, kevin sha'az eno Nogea, kevin she'en lo hanah me'edis. I mean, the bottom line is, that's not Negiah. So even though the Ksos presents it as a beautiful nafkamina, the Shach says the bottom line is that if it is to your detriment, that's not called Negiah Bedover. So you want to say that there's a formalized psul of Nogea because you're a Baldover and you're a Karavitz Atzma, but that's only if you are a Nogea. If you're not a Nogea, he says, even according to that side, it should be okay. Interesting Shach. But Lamaisa, that's what the Shach says, shot, and that would cancel that nafgamina. But in the Mari Ben Lev Suffolk, he's mistapek in the following case, if you paid money to testify, in Edus Emes. A second nafgamina is, you're paid money to be made in Edus Emes. Would that be possible min atayra? So that's interesting. If you say it's because of chashash mishakir, so, you know, it could very well be that what? That if you're being paid, well, you know, lamaisa, it could very well be you might be lying. So it should be pasul min ha-Torah. If, however, you hold this because of a baal din, then lamaisa, if the etzim edus has nothing to do with him, he's just being paid, then maybe you would say he's only pasul min rabbanan, not pasul min ha-Torah. Because the truth of the matter is that, you know, it's not nogay to you personally. Okay, you're getting paid for it, but the edus itself is not nogay to you personally. So that's another good nafkamina. I don't know if this next nakud is a nafkamina, but just like we mentioned a few minutes ago, and we had it last week, do you say, Dayanam Shabbat Miksasabal Lakula? What will you say if in the following vein, what will you say if you have Edus Shabbat Miksasabal Lakula? What happens if one of the Edim is a psul based on Nogaya? What do you say? If one of the Edim is possible because of Nogaya, but would you say Edus Shabbat Miksasabal Lakula? So here is a machlokes between the noted Yehuda and Rebbe Chanan on one hand against the Stipler. The noted Yehuda Madura Kama Ibn Ezra Simon Chav Zion says is totally on the Shaila. If you hold that it's considered to be what? Baal Din, he's like a Karov, then Karov Echnim said Karov Apostle, you say Eidu Shabbat Luxas Abal Lakul. If, however, you say it's a Chash Meshaker, why should that mess up the other Eidim? And Rebbe Chanan says this in Mabasa Os Kuf Ayin Vav. He says, if it's because of Chash Meshacher, we wouldn't pass the other Edom. So the Stipler in Sanhedrin and Simon Tedvav says, Pum Fakir. The Stipler says that if the Psul is because of Chash Meshacher, then that would pass the other Edom. If it's because of Baal Din, it's a blank. Remember we mentioned from the Ravid? If you get to it in the afternoon, probably soon this week, God willing, this coming week, we'll get to that Russian Ravid on Davov, that a Baal Din is not a Shem Eid. Remember we mentioned from the Tumim? He has 9 different cases, a melech, an isha, a cotton, you know, that doesn't register. It's a blank. So he wants to say, if you hold like that, right, it's not a shame eight, so therefore it doesn't possible anything. So he argues on that what on that note of Yehuda. Okay, so that's as an introduction that we should know about the psul of Nogaya. So based on that, let's see now in the Mechaber and Sifyud Beis. Kol davish yesh ladayin bo tzad hanah, ein yochel adun alav. Anytime you have a self-interest, forget about it. You cannot be a dying. Lafikach, he quotes a case that we said. B'nei ha'ir shenignav sefer Torah shalem, ein danan oso b'dayane oso ha'ir, elim ken yishlem sefer Torah acheres. They have to have another sefer Torah. Okay? They have to have another sefer Torah, and then that would be what? That would be considered to be okay. Now the Sma, in Sifkaten Chaf Ches, points out, the Dayanim are from that city, and they have an Igiyah, okay? Now, if they have another Sefer Torah in the shul that the Dayan Davin's in, then that's fine. Then he can use that other Sefer Torah. But even in that Sefer Torah, you have to be able to read it. If there's not in the Beis Knesset another Sefer Torah, even though there's another Beis Knesset in the shul, and they have another Sefer Torah, that's not going to work. That's not going to work unless the Dayanim totally remove themselves, and they say they're not going to use that Sefer Torah. So that's interesting. And also, halacha lamaisa, you have to, you know, you treat this seriously, lamaisa, whether you're able to remove yourself from the problem, the giyah bedavar. Okay. Fine. Then continues the mechaber. Omer tenu manala aniyah eri, ein danim bedayana oso ir. If a guy says, give me over the 100, right, laniyah eri, he says, I want you to what? This second dugma, this dugma shniya shehuva v'gamara, what happens if some guy says before he dies, he wants to give a certain amount of money to the anim of the ear? V'amar tenu manal ani iri ein dani medayani oso ear. And then there's some sichsuch that comes up. I know you have a guy that pledges a certain amount of money to the city, and then he dies, and then the yorshim are saying, no, he didn't really want it. They want to keep the money themselves. So the dayanim are the dayanim of that city. So it's fascinating. What do you do here? Everyone's nogei b'davar, no? V'omer t'nu manalini iri ein danin b'dayin also ir. V'ayin l'kaman simen dal n'chad masik b'shalem av din ish din l'nafsha ayin l'kaman simen zayin sif yutes sif chav b'ayin l'adinim. Fika, so what do you do here? So, since the anim are relying on b'nei ir and the dayanov to do the job, and dayanov have responsibility to the city to supply food for the anim. So, you got $1 million. So obviously they're going to have a self-interest to paskin up to give me the $1 million for our city. So they're no gay bedover, and they're not allowed to pask. They're not allowed to be a dine in that case. Okay? Now, it's interesting. What's interesting here is what happens, now that's definitely the case if the Dayanim, let's say, don't have to shell out money of their own salaries. Then they're definitely no gay bedover. But what happens in a situation that's not the case? Av bishav rotzon adayin litein atztaka. Let's say every member in the community has to give, I don't know, $1,000 to support the Anim. Now if they get this pledge in, then everyone's going to only have to give $500. Let's say the Dayan says, you know what, I'm still going to give my $1,000. What do you say? So I would have thought that's okay, no? So he says no. He says no. He says the pshat is that afal pi shibarotzon adayin litein atztakish and asad achshav v'kofen shal yavich mizeh gam yisko anim bedinzeh mikomokom hanahu lehem bar v'chasum nechshav kenogeh bedover. I guess because he's happy that the rest of the guys in the city, you know, will get a discount maybe. You know, the people be in a happier mood. Whatever the case is, even though he himself is not going to marviach anything, we consider that to be a what could be a problem. Okay, let's finish up the simon. Lefikach iske amas ein danim b'dayon also ir neshishlem ola krovezim chelik bo. What about you have to decide on issues of taxes? Obviously, they're going to what? They're going to chapanafkemi because they got to pay too. Vimu mas prati. It's a private tax. Could go and chain a noegel is man katsuv a set time. Yochol ksas min akal istalek. You can have some of the kal mistalek v'shlo yilem hanom mizev dayanim, and then they can remove their citizenry and it's fine. The bottom line is that there's a steer in the chuvus arush. Chuvus arush klal vav sim tevav kasu lo mahani silu klal nchesim ne kasu mahani. Sarach v'halak min mas prati. The bottom line is it was always done. Says the mechari masu takano sheish minig. Be'ir osheda'inir yadunu af al inin amasim danin din dinayim din. The bottom line is that lomayis the Rosh Hashulchan writes. I want you to get this: is mi'amenu lo ra'inu v'lo shamanu that in an asik that's dealt with the city that the dayanayir you know don't get involved. The meaning is that they sigh because we consider it to be like a kiblu alai. That's why. I mean, it's impossible. I could have every other dying from another town judge on this. You have to have someone decide. So even though my chapa nafkin meaning, we assume it's kiblu olai, and therefore the dayanim of the ear can don on every inyanei ear, unless you see lomaisa elim kein roim shelfi tovas a inin mutav yoser shiadunu al pi dayanim irachers yasuke. Unless you see it's mamish much better, but lomaisa, let me just quote from the Aruch HaShulchan here. In Simon Lamed Zayin Sif Yud Beis, Ta'achshav Aminig Bechol Tfusis Yisroel Shemekablim Edi Me'akal Al Takanosim Askamosim Val Hekdeshis Val Atstokus Val Kod Yinyon Ya'ir V'ksheirim Afilu Krovos Kroveim Kim Shemini Kein Vaviki Kiblu Aleim. That's the bottom line. It's a kiblu alei. You know what I mean? You have an expert in the town, Lamaisa. He's going to be an aide. I don't know. He's an engineer. He's an expert engineer. So you're not going to rely on him about whether or how much taxes they have to pay on a certain thing in their city. So you have to get someone else. It's kiblu alai. Yes. All right. Go ahead. Which Ramah? By Avin Inish Dilan Afshe? Right, it's a stira. So one Chuvah Zerah says Siluk doesn't work, and the other one says it does work. So you have to machalik between different types of taxes. Because that's considered to be more, that's what I'm saying, even if it's more of a public issue, that's what I'm saying. Even if he says that he's going to continue to what? Continue to give the money, he gets on, no, bar v'chasam. That's considered to be no gebedaber. Because it's a stockade, a global, it's a universal thing in the town. Chapsa nafkemine. So it's, therefore that's a shtickl negebedaber. Okay, very good. So that's Simon Zion. Let's go to Simon Ches, guys. Okay? Let's see. Says in Simen Ches, Kol Ma'amid Dayin, based on the Gemara. Let's start with the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Dav Zayin Amid Beis, right? Let's see the Gemara. What does the Gemara say on Zayin Amid Beis? We mentioned this the first few days about the mitzvah of Minu Adayanim. The Gemara says like this in Sanhedrin Zayin Amid Beis. Says that you have to appoint a dayan that's hagen. Amr of Shmuel Bar Nachman Rabbi Yonasan called dayan shadan dinam islamito mashur shechina b'yisroel. Okay, shenemar alakim nitzav b'atzatz kel. Bekerav alakim yishpov chov dayan shen dan dem islamito gorim shechina shishistalik. Okay, so that's the gabi. That's on Zayin Amid Aleph. Then on Zayin Amid Beis, the Gemara has this din of appointing a dayan that's not hagen. Says the Gemara, Amr Shlokish, Kol Amami Dain Shein Ahogan Kin Lenotei Asher B'Yisrael. Shenim Rashoftim Shoftim Tien Lecha Samech Leilo Titlecha Asher B'Chol Eitz. Amr Vashim Makar Sheish Tamin Echamim. It's Kilu worse. Kin Lenotei Eitz Mizbech. Shem Eitz Mizbech Hashem Elokecha. So the Gemara says, Ksiv Lo Tasu Iti Elokei Chesel Chai Zav Elokei Hesef Elokei Hesef Elokei Zav Hu Delo Avdi Ahech Shari? God forbid. Amr Vashim Elo Abba Bishul Kesef. If you appoint him through a bribe, which next week on Monday, Bishum will get to, we have to get to a Mahalach and Shochad, Velo Abba Bishul Zahav. Judge was appointed through bribery of silver or gold, that's bad. Okay, so let's see what he says. Kol Ma'ami Dayan Shena Ogam in Achacham Bachacham is Hatera, Veroy Leos Dayan, Av Bishul Kula Machmodim is a very fine person, Veshbo Tova Sacheris, Harzeshim Rover Lotase. In other words, he doesn't know Torah. If he doesn't know Torah, he might be the nicest guy in the world, but you're over an Isser, whoever appoints him. Says the Ramah, Hagav Asul Amid Amartz L'dayin Asmach Sheishal Akol Pam L'chacham. Let's say he'll just have a chacham next to him every time. That's also Asser. Okay, so let's be mazmer what's going on. And we started with that Gemara. So, the Rambam quotes this din in Perek Gimel in Hilchos Sanhedrin. Halacha lemaisa and halacha ches, and he says, "Well, sakiru upon him and mishmas zamunul oshiv dayim. Whoever's appointed to appoint a dayin, it's a very serious enterprise, and you'll be over a laugh of lo sakiru upon him." This is what the Torah writes as well, right? The Bach writes, however, you're only over lo tase who kishimim dayin shin ahagin. But if he's a Tamil Chacham, Rakshiyesh Bir Tamil Chacham Gedolim Imenu, let's say he wasn't the biggest Tamil Chacham, and you appointed the lower Tamil Chacham, he says, even though there was maybe, you know, politics, why you appointed the guy, you're not over Lotase. It's not good to do, Mimidis Chassidis, the Pesach Tshuva quotes from the Tshuva Chacham Sofer, but it's not called Ein Ahagin. Ein Ahagin means an objective din the guy doesn't know. That's what the Yisr is. Okay? Interesting. Very interesting din. Now, what does it mean that he's not a Chacham v'Chacham? He's not a Chacham v'Chacham Satayr, even though he's Chacham v'Maisim? Or for sure, the Fakir, the Sma says, let's say he's a Tamil Chacham, right? But he's not Chacham in his Maisim. Right? That's where Baron Soloveitchik Zatzal taught us, right? The Medrash Rabbah says in the beginning of the Yikra, Kol Tamil Chacham Shein Bodeya Nevela Tovei Menu. You call the Tamil Chacham, but he's a terrible guy. He's not a nice person. A nevela is better to him. You know what Rabban Zatzal said to us? Why is a nevela better than this guy? Because the Gemara says in Shabbos, on Chavtesim Abeis, you can write a Sefer Torah on a nevela. It has to be from a min tahar. Meaning the Torah can be written on a nevela. But a Tamil Chacham that learns Torah and he's not a good person, a nevela is better to him. Because a nevela can have the Torah written on him. This Tamil Chacham, by his learning, has to change his persona. It's a Moyer de Kapshat, no? That's the Pshat. So in other words, that goes without saying that the guy who's a Tamil Chacham, you know, who's not Hagen, for sure shouldn't be good. That's what the Rambam says. Anyone who's has no Yirah Shamayim, even the Chacham Asim Ruba, you should not appoint him to be a Yisrael. Now, this Chinuch also I didn't find, Ari, so maybe you'll try to find, not now, but the Chinuch is quoted, they quoted in Mitzvah's Tuf Sadi Dal, any appointment for any Indian has to try to be, make sure Lomaisa, the person is, this is not just on Dayanim, but to make sure that he's a good person, and his Yir Shamayim is more than his Chacham. Okay, fine. Again, we said this is not on the dayan, right? It's on the people that are appointing the dayan, whether it's Sanhedrin, Melech, Rosh HaGolah, whoever has the ability, the wherewithal to appoint it. Okay. Now, let's get to the Roma now we started. Why is that a problem to have someone next to you the whole time? So you're an Amaretz, but you have a Talmid Chacham right next to you. So you'll ask him every time. Why is that a problem? So the Shmuel here points out very beautifully, the pshat is that what? Is that like Rashi says, because maybe he won't ask. You know, he won't ask. He starts he starts getting to his head. He thinks he's a Talmud Chacham, so he's not going to ask. The Lavush said, because not a Bucky and Dinim, he won't know how to ask the Shiloh right. You have to know how to ask the Shiloh to the Talmud Chacham. He won't know how to present it right, so therefore that's going to be a problem. Okay. Fine, let's continue now. What happens in the following situation? And this gets us, I wanted you to get a chance to see, we mentioned it briefly, I think on the first day, the terrible Isser of Arkos, which is in Siman Chavov. It's also the Raman Hichos Sanhedrin Perek Chavov. When you go to Arkos, it's like blaspheming Torah Hashem, because you're giving pledge of allegiance to a different legal system. Halach is our legal system. So it says like this, Ayaro Shein Bem Chachamim, Haru'uyim Lios Dayanim. Let's say you have a city that mamish, they don't have anyone that could be a Dayan. O shekulam ame aretz, srichem lem dayanim shlo yochel lefnei arkos, shel goyim. And they need dayanim, so you shouldn't go to arkos. Memanim atovim lachachamim shebehem, ladas anshir, get the best guys, avishin ruim le dayanim, vekevin shekiblu alayim b'neir, ein achi yochel apostolim. It's like kiblu alay in a sense. Chayin kol tzibri yichol in the kabbalah and beizdin, shein aroi min atayra. Okay? Every tzibur is yichol in the kabbalah and beizdin, shein aroi min atayra. So every tzibor can mekabel whoever they want. It's fine. It's not considered to be a problem. The whole dayan and mismaneh b'shvil kesef ozav asa lamod lefanav. It's also stand up for him. Lo'ed ha-shemitzel lahakal ha-zalzobo. Wow. So what does this mean here? So the Gemara in Gittin I gave you on Pechesim and Beis. Let's read the Gemara. Gemara in Gittin. On Daf Pechesim and Beis. The Gemara says, in the name of Reb Tarfon, V'atanya haya Reb Tarfon ha-makol mokru sh'tamotzi agurioso shal ov de'kochavim afo p'shedinim k'dini yisrael i'ata reshal nizakek lehem sh'nemer ve'ela mishpat v'shetisim l'thim 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 ov de'kochavim. Not sure we're going to get the chavav, so that's why I wanted to get that in a little bit at least. Please get this, the mokru for the Yisrael Kos in the Torah. Even though wherever you find gatherings of idolaters serving a judge, even though the Dim Kni Yisrael, you cannot go to them. Terrible Isser. Okay? That's the Isser of our cults, as the Rambam says. So, you have this halacha, and here, the places, the Mechaber, the Rama says, the places that don't have Chachamim, you'd have a big concern they're going to go to our cults. Don't ever go to our cults. You'd think, I mean, maybe it's better. Kamash Malan, na, Chasr Shalom. Here you get the best guys possible that are Jews, stick with them, and you'll do kibble olai, and no one can possible them, and that's considered to be fine. Okay? In fact, the Beis Yosef in Simen Chavav quotes a Ramban al Atayra, Afilu nitzratzu shnei baal edinim leilech lifnei dayane akum usser. Filu bedin shedinim kedinenu. Even if they got together and say, let's go to a din Torah. Amongst the goyim, it's usser. It's mamish usser. It's a terrible, terrible isser. And the only way you can go is you go to a beis din, and one of the litigants refuses to go. So what do you do? They have to write you a shtar heter arkos. You have to get a formal shtar from a beis din that allows you to go to arkos. You've been trying and trying to get $100,000 from this fellow yid. He won't do it. You need a formal shtar heter arkos. And if you don't, Lomaisa, there's an isser, terrible isser to go. And you see that it's highlighted here by this din. Okay? So we assume that this is the Bali Dinim can be Ma'akev. Even if the guy makes a mistake, Lomaisa. Even if the guy makes a mistake, Ein Bal Din Yachal Asar Bal Kevin Shekiblu. And they cannot say, Lo Yuchal Lomar Shekiblu Ladun Din Emes. Oh, you can't say, I only wanted this guy to be good if he does a Din Emes. It's a done deal. That's what the Taz says, Beferish, Halach Lamaisa. Okay? That's what we assume, Halach Lamaisa.
You have a case about the non-Jews on
Yeah, so there you have no choice. So there you have no choice. You know, it's like the Rav Shevtish Lid once pointed out that, you know, the Shach writes that if you have two Jews are fighting on something, the Torah says nothing about it, so then the Shach writes, he gives you all the dinim dimuchos, then you look at what the secular law says about it. So the Chazon Ish has a saga on that Shach, he says, Chas v'Shalom, the Torah has something to say about everything. The Rav used to hold like that too. So, they were very bothered by that Shach, both the Chazon Ish and the Rav. But that's Lamaisa, that would be the situation. So if you just turn, let's just turn to Chavav very briefly. We're not going to have time to go through it. I just want to point out to you that in Simon Chavav Siv Gimel, please just get it down, the Torah quotes and the Mechaber quotes, that even if you have a Kenyan, like Adam was saying, to do a deal with the other litigant to go to our cause, Chas v'Shalom, it's Usser, and it's Eino Klum, the Kenyan's bogus. Okay? So, really, there is no heter at all, unless I said one of the two guys doesn't want to go, and then you have what? You have this issue, Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? Let's just read the... Read the Mechaber. Asul adum ifnei dayane akum of arkaos shalhem. Perish Moshev kavua lasarim ladun. Filu bedinim shedonim kedini Yisrael. Filu nitzrachish tebaldin ladum ifnei asur. Cholabaldi dom ifneim harizeh Russia. Kilu cheref vegidev harherim yad betoros Moshe Rabbeinu olav shalom. Very strong lashon. Okay? Very strong lashon. Halacha lamaisa. Okay? Now, there's a whole discussion. And this gets into a serious shilas. Let's say, I'll give you an example. Let's say there's a dispute that emerges in the Diamond District. You know, usually you shake your hands on it, so then you're done. Oh, it's getting late, we got to get the Chumash. I don't know, let's some disputes. Usually they have a council there. They have a council that decides disputes in the Diamond District. So going to them, would that be an Issur Arkos? You hear what I'm saying? Because it's not a real formal, you know, they're not formal judges. Appointed by the government, you know what I'm saying? They're not state, they're not federal, they're not city. But on the other hand, they are deciding something. So is it kind of like ad hoc? Would that be an issue of our calls? So these are serious shilas that sometimes come up. But the din of our calls is a very serious issue. I don't have to stress anymore how the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is and how important it is. Okay, let's just get to Siv Beis. Okay. And then we'll set it up as if we have to start Shochat on Monday. But Dayanim, Tzrichim Dayanim, Leishiv Be'ema, we discussed Yeshiva, the alumnus of the Yeshiva. They have to sit Befir, Be'ira, Batifa. What is Atifa? Atifa, we said, was what? They used to wear the talus. I want you to get this down. Nowadays, the Aruch HaShulchan says wearing a hat fulfills that din. Okay? So whenever you sit on a din Torah, you should wear a hat if you're a Dayan. That's the minik. Okay? And they should wear a jacket. The Chidah says, that's based on the Gemara we learn in Shabbos and Yudam and Aleph. Okay? Eima means a covered Ashkin is there. Lokim nitzabat atkel. Okay? Eima, what's the difference between Eima and Yira? Eima is Yira sa'onish. Yira is Yira sa'onromamus. Okay? That's what the small points out. Okay? So we have to make sure that the fulfilling all these didn't covered Rosh, it says. Covered Rosh is Achna. It's the opposite of covered of Kalus Rosh. Also, Lahakel Rosh, Leishiv Sapri, Bedover, Batal, Bezin. Interesting. You not only have any colors, or schmoozing, kibitzing about sports and things in the Bezin, it's not right. The Yira Adan, Kilu Cherev, Munechas Law, Tzavaro, Kilu Gehenim, Pasuch, Lamatachtov. It's like a sword on him. It's like the Henim's open. Yedes Mihu Dan. You have to know who. You have to really know who's judging. Who's judging, guys? The Abishter's really judging. Lifnehu Mihu Dan. Okay, now I want to point out, Orach Chaim HaKadosh says you shouldn't even look at the Baalei Dinim. Orach Chaim HaKadosh on the Pasuk, Vatzaveh et Shoftechem. Perek Aleph, Pasuk Tet Zayin. Vatzaveh et Shoftechem. He says you really shouldn't look at the Baalei Dinim, the Dayan. To highlight, you know, I guess that, you know, you're not the one that's doing it. It's really the Abishter. I think that's the pshat in it. If you're looking at him, it's like you're the guy, you know, you're lording over the guy, you know what I mean? I'm poskening against you, you know what I mean? We shy away from that. I don't know if people are mocked, Diana or Machpin on that, but it makes sense, you know what I mean? You don't have the eye contact to show that you're not really in charge, the Abishter is. The whole Mishu Asili Pareb Menu Notamikavadin, and God forbid if you go away from the Kavadin, you're punished. Why should I get involved in that? Like we discussed, if you need to do it, you're only dying around. So what does this mean? Afilu shachas. What does that mean? What does that mean? Afilu shachas. So afilu she pamim bedin Torah pamim fi shalom migdar milsum. In other words, we actually mentioned this the first day with the drisha. I think it was. Sometimes a dayan's got to use a seichel. Usually he goes based on din Torah, but sometimes lemigdar milsum. So that's what it means. There's times l'shaito dan dinem es afilu shachas. You become a shutuf laKadosh Baruch Hu. You're menei the churban and the oilim is miskayim with this. Halacha l'maisa. So in other words, you have to use your, and if he wants to say he doesn't want to do it because of the terrible achrayas that he's putting on, Hashem will help him with siyata d'shmaya in a situation where he's needed to do it. So Bez Hashem, Hashem will give him the siyata d'shmaya. Okay, fine. So we're up to Siftal. Let's close with Chumash, and then we got to get to Shochad. We got a lot to do, Bez Hashem, on Monday. You know, in the Parsha, you have the introduction of Pinchas, who kills off Zimri and Cosby last week. And the Yerushalmi says that the Chachamim wanted to put him in Nidui for what he did. And the Shechina came down and said what he did was right. And we know the Alkot Shimoni says Pinchas was Eliyahu HaNavi, and they never died. So it's interesting that in the same parsha, I think they say this from the Kotzker Rebbe Zatzal, in the same parsha that's named Pinchas, who's given the mantle of leadership? Moshe Rabbeinu gives smicha to Yoshua, not Pinchas. And the kasha has to be asked why, especially in light of the fact that parsha's Pinchas. Why wasn't he given the mantle of leadership? Why him and not Yoshua? Why Yoshua and not Pinchas? So there are I heard this from Rav Shetishli. It's interesting, you know. A lot of religions, they treat dead people more bekovedik than people that are alive. That's not Yadus. Yadus, we treat life more important than the dead. That's why Kohanim, they can't go near dead. It's Metam Lemeis. You know, this is what Rav Shetishli said from the Rav Zatzal. And there's a story told that the Gon went to visit his father's grave. And his father came to him in a dream that night to the Gon. And the father said, I thank you very much for coming. He had a lot of nachas from the visit. But he said, you know, it had detriment on your neshama, he said to the Gon. And the story is told the Gon never went again. On a yort site, nothing. And that was the Masorah of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim never went to the Bezek Forest. So the Rav Zatzal said when his wife died, he violated the family minig. He used to go every week to his wife's kever. He was so close to her. And he was once, Erev Rosh Hashanah, he was leaving the cemetery. And then there was a yid that came in with a few, not a frum yid, comes in. And he sees the Rav. He thought the Rav was a shamash. He said, can you say a prayer at his uncle's kever? And then after that, he says, can you go to his grandfather's? And then so he went to 3-4, he said, yes, yes, yes. So he was about to leave, and the Rav said, Happy New Year. So he gave him $20. The Rav said, I don't want the money, Happy New Year. Then he gave him a $100 bill. He said, I don't want the money. So the guy thinks, what does he want, $1,000? So he sees the Rav goes to the cab drove him, and the Rav went and went back through the cab. So he went to the office of the cemetery, and he said, who was this man? So he said, he's one of the great Gedolim in America, or the great rabbis. So every Yom Kippur, every year of Yom Kippur, this fellow will give a $1,000 donation to Maimonides, the Rav school in Boston. So the Rav said that he violated the family minig, but it paid off. But what I want to bring out from here is that the notion of, you know, we as Jews love life, and pikuach nefesh docha hakol, except for the shlosha aveiros. And life is so crucial. And that's really, you know, we have to live life to the very second and don't waste time. You know, we don't believe that, you know, we don't believe in America, you know, America's belief that baseball is a national pastime. You know, I love baseball myself, but we shouldn't, it's not a pastime. You don't pass time. You know, like the Rav said, the first mitzvah given to Klai Yisrael is Kiddush HaChodesh. You don't waste the time. You're Mekadosh this month. Okay, you need a break. You play ball. That's important. But I just don't, the time is of the essence. And that's exactly why we cherish life to the utmost. And it could very well be that Eliyahu Pinchas, you know, they were Kinoim Lashem. And that type of attitude is such a beautiful attitude, but they say from the Kotzker, as a leader to be for Klal Yisrael that had to deal with different people, Yoshua had that ability. Pinchas did not. Pinchas might have had the ability that he would never die because he was passionate and he could be zealous and he could be a K'nai Lashem, and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know, K'nai Bogamo Boel Aramis, he was right, and that was a tremendous mitzvah. But to be the Manig Ador, that Lamaisa, that type of persona, could be that it's never-ending life, but not to be the Manig for Klal Yisrael. So we have to ask ourselves, you know, we have to sometimes in life be zealous, but, you know, generally, it seems to be that, you know, there are times to be zealous and you could be rewarded greatly to the degree that, you know, Rabbi Shua ben Levi never died and Pinchas never died. And the notion of, you know, that passionate type of zealousness is living life to the fullest. But it could be that there might be times that are appropriate to that. But for to be the Manig Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying Pinchas could not be the Manig Yisrael. It had to be Yoshua. And who was Yoshua? That the Gedoli Yisrael said when Yoshua was appointed, they were all humiliated and ashamed. Why? What do you mean? Why were they humiliated and ashamed? You know why? Because Yoshua was just like them. And Yoshua worked every day. Right? The Zeklah got a Batera. He was there every day in the Beis Medrash, cleaned the Beis Medrash, was there for Seder, he never missed a shear of Moshe Rabbeinu. He was there every day, the consistency. Right, the Akdom of the Ein Yaakov says, what's the Klal Gadol B'Torah? He presents three Tanoim. The two we know from Gemara's Midrashim, Rabbi Kiva, Aftal Recha Kamocha Ben Azai, Shema Yisrael. But then he quotes Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi that says, Kevzachat HaSav HaBokar, that every day the Tum was brought. That's the Klal Gadol B'Torah? Yes, because it's the consistency. That you show up every day. And the ability to deal with different people, Mishugoyim and bad people, good people, you know, plain people. This is, they were embarrassed because Yoshua was for, like them. And he grew to be a person that could be the Manig Yisrael. And that's what we have to strive to try to combine the greatness of Yoshua and the greatness of Pinchas. But to err on the Yoshua side more, even though the reward for the Pinchas side is everlasting. But it seems that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu at least wants for Manhigim and B'nai Torah and Talmud Chacham, they're supposed to be Manhigim for symbols for Balabatim, is to have that approach of Me'uriv Me'abriyas, well, of Yehoshua, with also having that knowing when to use the Pinchas. Pinchas knew when to use it. And in that sense, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be able to restore the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, because you have to know Eliyahu was from the Sanhedrin. Eliyahu HaGiladi. Giladi is from the Toshavei of the Sanhedrin. And one of the things we say in Elitzion is Bittul Sandreha. We don't have the Sanhedrin in these 3 weeks. We don't have it now in the Chur Beis HaMikdash. And Eliyahu Navi was from that. So we have to mechazik ourselves and to be like Talmidim of Yoshua and Talmidim of Pinchas and create a confluence. Know when to use, when to go Basu Yoshua, know when to go Basu Pinchas. And if we're Mispao, we have Siyata Dishmaya, so we'll be Matzliach, Bez Yishim, and all our endeavors. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good Shabbos.
Thanks, Daniel. Okay, so who wants to say next week? I know Aaron wants to say in 2 weeks.